Inferno by Dante. I'm reading, setting out to read the whole of Dante's Inferno, which is got 34 cantos, and I'm starting to read you now Canto 2, and I'm going to read the whole of Canto 2. So it should take about 5 or 6 minutes to read the whole lot. So here we go. The narrator is in this, and also the narrator speaks to other people during this canto. So here we go. Daylight was leaving us, and darkened air drawing those creatures that there are on earth from all their labours. I was the only one preparing, as in war, to onward march and bear the agony that thought will now unfailingly relate. I call the muses, you great heights of mind, bring help to me. You, memory, wrote down all I saw. Now shall be seen the greatness of your power. You, I began, my poet and my guide, look at me hard. I am in spirit strong enough for you to trust me. Am I in spirit strong enough for you to trust me on this arduous road? As you once told, the sire of Silvius travelled, though still in fragile flesh, to realms immortal and his senses all alive. Nor will it seem to those of intellect unfitting if the enemy of ill should thus so greatly favour him, recalling what flowed from him, his name and who he was. He was ordained in empyrean skies, father of Rome, its noble heart and empire. To speak the truth, that city and the sphere it ruled was founded as a sacred seat for all inheritors of great Saint Peter. You have proclaimed the glory of that march. He, on his way, heard prophecies that led to all his triumphs and the papal stole. And then Saint Paul, the chosen vessel, came to carry back a strengthening of that faith from which salvation must begin. But me? Why me? Who says I can? I'm not your own Aeneas. I'm not Saint Paul. Not one, not me, could think I'm fit for this. Surrendering, I'll say I'll come. I fear this may be lunacy. You, though, are wise. You know me better than my own words say. And so, as though unwanting every want, so altering all at every altering thought, now drawing back from everything begun, I stood there on the darkened slope, fretting away from thought to thought the bold intent that seemed so very urgent at the outset. Supposing I have heard your words aright, the shadow of that noble mind replied, your heart is struck with ignominious dread. This very often is the stumbling block that turns a noble enterprise off course, as beasts will balk at shadows falsely seen. I mean that you should free yourself from fear, and therefore I will say why first I came, and what, when first I grieved for you, I heard. With those I was whose lives are held in poise, and then I heard a lady call, so blessed, so beautiful, I begged her tell me all she wished. Her eyes were shining brighter than the stars. Then gently, softly, calmly she began, speaking as angels might in her own tongue. You, Mantuan, so courteous in spirit, your fame endures undimmed throughout the world, and shall endure as still that world moves onward, onwards, a man most dear to me, though not to fate, is so entrammelled on the lonely hill that now he turns all terror from the way. My fear must be he's so bewildered there that, hearing all I've heard of him in heaven, I rise too late to bring him any aid. Now make your way, with all your eloquence and all that his deliverance demands. Lend him your help so I shall be consoled. For me you'll go, since I am Beatrix, and I have come from where I long to be. Love is my mover, source of all I say. When I again appear before my lord, then I shall often speak your praise to him. She now fell silent. I began to speak. Lady of worth and truth, through you alone the human race goes far beyond that bourne set by the moon's sphere, smallest of all the skies. To me so welcome is your least command. I'd be too slow had I obeyed by now. You need no more declare to me your will. But tell me why you take so little care, and down to this dead middle point you leave the spacious circle where you burn to go. Since you desire to know so inwardly, then briefly, she replied, I'll tell you why I feel no dread at entering down here. We dread an object when, but only when, that object has the power to do some harm. Nothing can otherwise occasion fear. I was created by the grace of God, and so untouched by all your wretchedness, nor can the flames of this great fire assail me. In heaven, a lady, gracious, good and kind, grieves at the impasse that I send to you too, and weeping, reaves the high, unbending rule. She called Lucia, seeking her reply. You faithful one, she said to her, has now great need of you. I give him to your care. Lucia is the enemy of harm. Leaving her place, she came at once to where I sat. Rachel, long famed along with me. You, Beatrice, are in truth God's praise. Why not, she said, make haste to him. He loves you, and loving you, he left the common herd. Can you not hear the pity of his tears? Do you not see the death that beats him down, swirling in torrents that no sea could boast? No one on earth has ever run more rapidly to seek advantage or else flee from harm than I in coming. When her words were done, down from that throne of happiness to trust in your great words, their dignity and truth. These honour you, and those who hear you speak. When she had said her say, in tears she turned her eyes away, which shone as she was weeping. This made me far quicker still for you. So now, as she had willed, I made my way to raise you from the face of that brute beast that stole your pathway up that lovely hill. What is it then? What's wrong? Why still delay? Why fondle in your heart such feebleness? Why wait? Be forthright, brave, and resolute. Three ladies of the court of paradise in utmost happiness watch over you. My own words promise you the utmost good. As little flowers bend low on freezing nights, close tight, but then as sunlight whitens them, grow upright on their stems and fully open. Now so did I, my wearied powers reviving. There ran such wealth of boldness to my heart that openly, all new and free, I now began. How quick in compassion her aid to me, and you so courteous prompt to accede to all the words of truth that she has offered. You, as you speak, have so disposed my heart in keen desire to journey on the way, that I return to find my first good purpose. Set off! A single will inspires us both. You are my Lord, my leader, and true guide. All this I said to him as he moved on. I entered on that deep and wooded road. So ends Canto 2 of Inferno by Dante.